familiar with the concept of Tzaras, which can manifest itself in a number of ways. Specifically, we know with three varieties. Tzaras can show up in a person's body. Tzaras can show up in a person's clothing. Tzaras can show up in a person's home. And there are many halachas, detailed halachas, which pertain to each of these three scenarios and how they can be tameh, can be tar, can be something in between. And we know that Chazal pointed out that one of the manifestations of Tzaras didn't really have anything to do with any negativity. When it came, Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the Amim that were there in Eretz Yisrael, the preceded Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the Amori and many others, had enormous amount of wealth, and a certain fear of Klal Yisrael coming in, which ultimately was realized, that they were going to be conquered by these Klal Yisrael coming in, the invading forces, and they were scared to somehow try to preserve their assets. By doing so, the choice of the method which they chose to go in and try to salvage something was to hide their money, their gold, their silver in their walls. And ultimately, when they fled, their treasures remained hidden within the walls of the houses, away from any eyes. Klal Yisrael comes in to Eretz Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu puts Tzaras on the walls of the houses, which ultimately require Klal Yisrael to go ahead and break open the walls of the houses, where they will find subsequently treasure hidden in the walls. Now, aside from it's a very wonderful concept. Klal Yisrael goes in, they get all rich, it's a beautiful thing. However, the concept is a bit strange. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show people that the money's hiding in the walls. Now, there are many ways to do this. Tzaras in itself is a pure manifestation of nes. It's not a natural phenomenon. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to create some sort of nes to show where the treasure's hidden. So for the same price, you can put a big blinking sign on the wall and say, treasure here. You can do anything else under the sun. To go ahead and specifically choose Tzaras is rather strange. Tzaras has a negative connotation. Tzaras has something which generally comes as a punishment for various forms of behavior which are certainly not encouraged. And to go ahead and use something which is negative to bring about something which is a very positive result seems rather strange. So why would Kadosh Baruch Hu choose this method to show where the treasure is hidden? I heard a pshat b'shem Yisrael Gettinger, a very nice pshat here, and he wanted to suggest that we know that one of the reasons why Tzaras comes in a person's house comes because of the aver of Tzaras Ayin, not specifically Lashon Hara, but related to that is a concept called Tzaras Ayin, a general negativity in one's view on life towards other people. When someone sees someone else driving a car, has a house, children, family, anything else, be it as it may, and people look at him and say, look, that guy doesn't really deserve it. What did he do in life to deserve such a beautiful family? What did he do in life to deserve money? And anything else, and people look with a negative eye towards other people's success and atzlacha, whichever manner they perceive someone else's atzlacha. They have a general negative view, even if they don't say anything about it, they don't take any action, but they have a tzaras ayin, the negativity of their approach towards other people. Because Baruch Hu tells people very often what causes this negativity is the person's lack of reflection on what they have in their own homes. He says, if you look at yourself, very often you have a beautiful mishpacha, you have your own riches in so many different ways. When you're not happy with what you have, so you go ahead and you look at someone else and it's a certain sense of jealousy or negativity and you say, why do they have so much? The lesson of Tzaras is, before you go ahead, the cure, the antidote to Tzaras, before looking at other people with Tzaras Ayin, look into your own home and you'll realize there's gold and silver in your own walls of your house. There's so many treasures in your own house. And if you truly stop him ayin, what Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you as a person, you'll be mesameach in that will cure you from Tzaras Ayin and the punishment of Tzaras, which will come as a result.